Being told what is in your food. Hard to argue with, but Prop 37 has sparked controversy. If passed, California would be the first in the nation to require the labeling of some genetically engineered food. Note, I said some. Here's Colin Carter, a professor of agricultural and resource economics at UC Davis.
For example, organic food is fully exempt, even though most organic processed food would also contain traces of genetically modified ingredients. If you order a pizza in a restaurant, that doesn't have to be labeled, but if you buy one, the same type of pizza in a food store, it does have to be labeled.
If there is going to be such labeling, shouldn't this be done at the federal level, a federal mandate?
Yeah, that would make the most sense. You know, it was considered at the federal level and rejected by the Food and Drug Administration because they determined that there's really no difference chemically between GM and non-GM food.
What interest groups back and oppose Prop 37?
The folks that wrote this proposition is a lawyer from Oakland who was behind Proposition 65, the labeling that says, this product may contain cancer. So if you go into Starbucks today, there's a label that says coffee may contain ingredients that cause cancer. It's well known he made a fortune through litigation under that proposition. So he's behind it, as is the organic industry. Those opposed tend to be the food manufacturers, that part of the food industry, and also companies that produce genetically modified crops such as Monsanto and Bayer and so on.
Professor Carter says he thinks the best solution is voluntary labeling, which already exists. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070, News Radio.